Good afternoon, and thank all of you for being here today, the folks on that side of the podium, but more importantly, all the folks behind us here. Thank you. These are the folks for over so many years, day in and day out, gave compassionate understanding and helping folks navigate through a very, very difficult system to begin with. And I want to say thank you for doing that. Now, our job here in the General Assembly is to make certain that we pass the legislation to allow them to continue to work for the people of Pennsylvania who've been working in our communities, working in our neighborhoods, and protecting all of us, allowing them the opportunity to access the benefits they rightly work for. So thank you very much for being here. I'm very, very proud to be here, standing with my colleagues, particularly my colleagues from the House and Leader Dermody, because they did the job they were supposed to do last year. They passed the bill in overwhelming fashion, and I'm very happy to see so many Democrats, House members who have joined us here today. Thank you. I look to my right. Thank you. And Frank, thank you and your colleagues for leading that effort to make sure it got over to the Senate. I'm sorry that we weren't able to pull it through for all of you, but we are going to work hard. This is our number one priority as we go forward in the Senate. You talked about the Senate Republican leadership that failed to act. And I can tell you, as a Democratic leader, the floor leader, I was engaged in a number of conversations to try to keep that conversation alive. Unfortunately, on the last day in November, we failed. But we got more work to do. And I look and I see to my right my colleague, Senator Art Haywood. Senator Haywood has been at the forefront, along with all of our colleagues, wanting to do what's right, doing right by the people behind us, but also doing right by the people who've worked hard in our communities and are deserving of the work, unemployment compensation benefits that they've earned and that they paid for. The insurance that they paid for that we now are reneging on giving them the opportunity to be able to access it and delaying the time in which they could get access to those benefits. That's wrong. That's not what we are about. And that's why we as a caucus, Senate Democratic Caucus, every one of our men and women stand strong with all of you, and we're ready to provide the votes that we need to get this bill back to the governor's desk. So thank you very much, and keep the fight up. Thank you.